Tiger Trouble by Cheryl Clark. It was hard work for Eric, keeping an eye on his mum. Not that she was really weird. Not like Lisa Banger's mum, who only ate celery and dyed her hair green. It was just that his mum did things she shouldn't and got into trouble a lot. It didn't help that she was quite tall and people couldn't help noticing her. Once she used the shelf stacker's ladder in the supermarket to reach a tin of peaches on the highest shelf. She forgot to put the safety brake on behind the little wheels. The ladder took off and whizzed down the aisle. "Whee!" cried Mum. "This'd be great on a hill!" Then the ladder knocked over two big piles of toilet rolls and cereal boxes. It took Eric ages to stack them all up again. Another time, Mum decided they should learn line dancing. She bought them a red cowboy shirt each and off they went to the first class. The teacher put Mum in the back row, but halfway through the first lesson, she tripped and fell against the person next to her. The whole line was knocked down like a row of dominoes. Eric was very glad he was small and had been put in the front row. When the circus came to the park at the end of their street, Eric checked it out. He thought it looked sad and shabby. The colours on the big tent were faded and the circus people's caravans were rusty and dented. But Mum got all excited because she loved tigers and this circus had three. Just think! Three! All together! Rowling and prowling up and down. Grrr! Mum curled her fingers like tiger's claws and prowled around the lounge room. Eric laughed and laughed. "I've bought us two tickets," Mum said. "Oh, I can't wait." On Friday night, they walked down the street, across the grass and around the big tent. Cages on wheels were lined up along the fence, and Eric could see mounds of fur. But none of the animals wanted to look at the people. They were all asleep. Eric imagined the tigers snoozing on their pedestals and falling off them. One lonely, dusty elephant snuffled through a pile of hay with his trunk. "Let's look at the sideshows first," said Mum. A row of little tents stretched past the entrance. Men in bright yellow and red shirts called out, "Three shots for a dollar!" and "Six hoops for $2!" Mum put ping pong balls into a grinning clown's mouth and won a pink plastic egg cup. Then she threw hoops over stakes and won a toy. "Yippee!" she screamed.